In there, yeah. All good, man. All good. Mr. Lionel Richie?
Yes, sir.
How the devil are you?
You know, I must tell you, they keep naming off these god-awful birthdays, and you know, and I keep saying, they call me Mr. Richie, and I kept saying, don't you want to call me Yo Rich? And they go, no, it's Mr. Richie. And now they call me Grandfather, and I go, hold it, now this is getting a little bit ridiculous as time goes, but I'm actually having a great time. I'm doing fine.
Fantastic. You're looking good, man.
Thank you, babe.
You're looking very cool. You've got the beanie hat thing going on today.
Well, you know what it is? This is the weather that inspires me to...
the British weather's inspired you for that.
Yeah, can I tell you, I mean, it's the joke of L.A. for me, is that when I come back from Britain, they always say, God, you must be so rest broken. I said, no, I got more sleep in Britain than I did anywhere else because you all have rain here.
Exactly.
And there's no reason for me to go outside. So I get into the hotel room, put on my pajamas, and I'm in.
So you've been in bed for 2 days now, straight away.
I mean, come on. I mean, I had to go out yesterday. We did some press yesterday all day.
Yeah.
But to get me out of my pajamas, are you kidding me? I mean, I was snug.
Good
in
man.
That room.
Well, I've just thought that I put my own personalized T-shirt on for you today.
I so love this. This
it's got the hello on there.
Hello on the thing. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you very much,
man. Brilliant. I want you to know that. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
There you go. Lionel Richie says that I'm cool. That's what
it's all
about.
No, you are cool. You are cool because you have the words. Hello. Thank you very much.
Now, listen, this is a big thing for me, right? Everybody that listens to my radio show on a regular basis knows that I am your biggest fan, without any shadow of a doubt, man. Been to your shows, got all the CDs, followed your career. I've done it.
Well, wait a minute. Why is it taking this long in my career?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
What is the problem?
This is I've been phoning your people calling my people. It's been taking so long, you know what I mean? But now we're together.
No. Well, that is now done. We now know each other personally.
That's right.
All right, now I want you near and backstage before I go on. Now,
that's right.
Every
that's
show.
Right.
You got that? You got that down?
I'm there, man.
Thank you very much.
I'm there. I'll rev your dancers up. I'll get the band going. I can get it flying.
Are we getting this down? Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know this.
That's my new job that we're on. I can go anywhere you want, Lionel. Anywhere.
Now watch this guy. Watch him come backstage and go, I'm ready to go on stage. See, I know this guy. He's not content with just being backstage or hanging on the side. No, he's going, I'm ready to go on stage.
Do you know when you're maybe doing a costume change or something like that and you need somebody to go on and do the L-I-O-N-E-L
God, you remember this.
I've been there, man.
Get out of here.
I've been there, bro.
Oh, then you saw the... Okay. He is a fan.
There you go.
He is a fan. That was the live album plus right there. I got you.
Good man. Don't worry. I won't do anything weird, right?
No, listen.
I've no doubt that you've come across some weird fans in your time.
No. I can name you the stories.
Go for it. Tell me the weirdest thing that you've ever come across.
All right, let me just tell you.
Apart from me trying to stroke you when I walked into the room.
No, it involves, first of all, let me just say to you, I don't necessarily put this in the category of weird, it's just unusual.
Okay.
All right. Every time I come to Britain, I am Lionel Richie. I know I'm Lionel Richie. And therefore, I put on a concert that says, Lionel Richie is singing tonight.
That's right.
You understand that?
Yeah. I'm with you.
When I walk out on stage in Manchester, Birmingham, Nottingham, London, Belfast, you understand me? There are more. The crowd thinks they're Lionel Richie. And I keep reminding them, I am Lionel Richie, and you're here to hear me sing.
That's right.
And they insist on singing. That's the first thing. Second thing is, I went out on stage one night. Can't remember where it was, but it was in this country, you see. And there in the audience, three guys dressed as Lionel Richie. dressed in white. Afro, mustache, the whole thing. And so by the fourth song, I realized these guys need to be on stage.
That's right.
So I sang once, twice, three times.
No way.
A Lionel. True story.
Seriously.
I mean, these guys were in the audience and they did every move the Commodores ever did. I mean, you can't, you know, the crowd was watching me watching them.
Yeah.
So you just have to, you guys, come on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I sang once, twice, three times. a Lionel to the Lionels.
Did you manage to catch a TV show over here called The One and Only?
Yes.
You did catch
the I saw the show, yes.
Did you see the tribute to yourself?
No.
There was a guy.
Oh, someone told me about this. No.
Check this out. It's a tribute act. It's basically to win a big thing in Las Vegas where they have all the big tribute acts over there.
Yes.
And there was a guy.
That's what it was.
From Swindon.
Yes.
Who came on to tribute you, right? He had ginger hair, right? He was obviously of fair skin, not of Afro like yourself.
Right.
And he had the wig on, he had the tash on, and you name it, his voice. I'll tell you something.
So now it makes sense.
Maybe it was him.
So when I got off of the plane.
Yeah.
Everyone was telling me about this. Did you see the guy on? That's what it was. That's what they were talking.
The one and
about.
Only. It was called
the one and only.
The one and only Lionel Richie. Because he was called Dave from Swindon or something like that.
Now, the question is, now where is he now? I want to locate him.
I don't know, man.
That's what I'm trying to say. This guy could be out there already now, doing the shows without the real Lionel Richie. That's what I'm talking about.
He could be passing himself off as you. He could be doing book signings and stuff under your name, man.
Listen, calm down. I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous worried about this. I think, for the most part, we have to be very careful.
Mm.
There are so many Lionel Richie fans and so many people thinking they're Lionel Richie that they may not need Lionel Richie anymore.
Everybody needs Lionel Richie.
That's what I like to say.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank
bro.
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
All right. Keep that out there, by the way.
Good, man.
Keep pumping that out.
Good, man. Yeah. March 20th is when I will be at your next concert in Manchester.
This can be great.
All right. Now, there's a lot of people that might, you know, especially the younger ones. I mean, they come to me and they talk about, you know what I mean? They talk about all this thrash metal music, people eating bats and all this type of stuff.
No.
Exactly, no, man. Emos and all this.
Please.
Isn't for me.
Please listen.
We need to educate, and we need to get him to a Lionel Richie concert.
Let me tell you what has happened.
Yeah.
Something unusual. Yet again, something has been unusual in my career.
Yeah.
So I'm in the audience. I mean, I'm watching the audience.
Yeah.
And normally there are people sitting quietly listening to Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
But now I notice, is that a 22-year-old in the front row?
That's right, man.
Is that a 25-year-old? Yeah. That's a
18, man. They're getting younger. They're
getting younger.
That's right.
So then I find myself going, I got to get my afro back. You understand me?
Bring it back.
Because I can't remember now what year it is, because that crowd right there, I remember when I was in the Commodore.
That's right.
It's very cool now that all of a sudden,
78, 79, man. That's when it was rolling.
My crowd is getting younger. I am trying to tell you, that is amazing. And I love it.
Fantastic.
So now I want to thank all the mothers and fathers for playing Lionel Richie for so long that they have to come to the show.
That kind of moves me on to my next question. How many children of the world do you think you're responsible for with your music?
Let me give you that right answer. I'll have an answer for that. The answer for that is, as long as they don't have the last name Richie or the first name Lionel, I claim as many as there have millions, I'm sure.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm worried that every time I would say, yes, I have millions of children, you see what I'm saying? Then someone would pick it up and say, I have his child.
Yeah.
And then there is Lionel Richie with paternity suits. It would be not good.
How many people have come up to you and told you that they've made love to you so many times?
Okay, now you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Okay. 250-pound man. 240-pound man. Construction worker.
Serious?
This is a true story, ladies and gentlemen. These are true stories.
No lies here.
No lies here. Walks up to me, turns around, he says, Lionel! I've made love to you many times. And I looked at him and said, that's a lie. He says, oh no, Lionel, not to you. I mean, I made love to my wife, but I wanted to, Jesus, he scared me to death. And the thing that scared me so badly, he had my arm. You see, so I realized that
you
I couldn't
move.
I thought I was going to be molested. You see, I didn't realize. So thank God he was smiling, and I feel a lot better now. But these are things that happen in the life of Lionel Richie.
Exactly, man. Wherever you go, man, you're probably walking around, just going to your local shop for the groceries, and people accosting you down the street.
A lady sits up there, none of my business. My husband and I make love to you many times at night. Well, thank you, Mrs. Brown. And yes, I want to let you know he cuts the lights down low. Thank you, Mrs.
Thank you, Mrs.
Brown. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ.
Do you ever make love to yourself?
Yes, many times. Yes. Never miss an opportunity.
Exactly.
That was good.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share that with you. By the way, that was the first.
Seriously?
You have the only.
Nobody's ever asked you that question.
That is the number one question. And by the way, I want to let you know it's going to go out worldwide.
I like that one. I'm claiming that as an exclusive. I like that.
That's an exclusive.
Exactly. You mentioned at the start of the interview People obviously talking now about you being a grandfather.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
She won now?
She's 1 year, 2 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've got to tell you, I didn't know on a serious tip, I didn't know what that was going to really mean. You know, when Nicole said I'm pregnant, I'm going, oh my God, what was that?
What are you? Are you a granddaddy? Are you grandpapa?
Well, I'm waiting for you. You'll only know what you really are until Harlow says it.
Yeah.
Until the child says it.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be Poppy, Papa, because she's going like, Papa, Papa. Okay, good. Papa, Poppy sounds good. I can deal with Poppy. You know, Grandpa may be a little heavy, okay?
Lionel Richie the Grandpa.
Yeah, that it doesn't have a sexy ring. And I can also tell you, and I got to tell you this one. This is another story. I spent most of my life with girls going, can I call your daddy? And I used to say, don't call me daddy. And now they're calling me grandpa. And so I said, you can call me daddy.
That's right.
You see, this is the new range now. That's where we are.
I like it. What would you like to be? I think Poppy's nice.
Poppy's nice. Are you kidding me? Poppy is the best. And the joke of it is that you have to understand, in my lifetime, if they're all smiling, talking to you, you've done it anyway. I mean, because the whole idea is to bring joy to people's lives. You know, I remember I'm in Heathrow Airport and I'm changing planes, and this blood-curdling scream from a group of soccer kids from Italy. The girls run over and I obviously realize they must recognize me, you know, as the singer, you know, and I'm saying, wow, this is going to be hot. They would run over and the first thing I hear is, are you Nicole Richie's dad?
No way.
So stop everything. But that's when I realized, you know what? You don't really care how it happens or what it happens, as long as, you know, because when anybody talks about your kid, when anybody talks about your songs, it's the same. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling.
Fantastic. My dad's a granddad. I'm going to just give you a bit of a test compared to him, if that's all
right. I'm ready.
Do you have a pair of slippers?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Bathrobe?
Absolutely.
Do you have a cravat at night time? Maybe a smoking jacket thing?
Not at all. Not at all. I haven't gone quite that far yet. That's a little grown up to me.
That's years down the line.
Yes, I'm not there yet.
Maybe two or three grandchildren. That's what we'll progress
to. I'll use that at about 65, 70, I'm sure.
Now, we mentioned, obviously,
that's great.
The tour is upon us, yeah?
I'm there.
The tour is upon us. Now, you've got some new stuff out. Yeah?
Listen,
16th of March, we've got Just Go coming out.
Just Go, and this album, I must tell you, every album has to kind of shock me a little bit. I want to be just a little nervous, and just to give you an idea, the past things that made me nervous. Three Times a Lady was a great song, and everybody said, oh my God, it was a beautiful song. Ah, yes, but I put it out doing disco.
That's right.
So it would automatically...
I remember, man, it was a big change.
Or we were a funk band, and we put out Sail On, country song. Okay, this is, makes you nervous. He's not quite comfortable with this thing. I do Lady with a country guy named Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Makes me kind of nervous. All Night Long, a Calypso song on pop radio. I don't know. It wasn't another one. So it makes you nervous. Well, I decided instead of doing this next album myself, I've run into so many artists who said, you know, I patterned my music after you. Oh, you inspired me.
Yeah.
So I said, guys, here's what we're going to do. This time around, I want you to write a song for me. You're Lionel Richie, 2009. Yeah. What does he sound like? An Akon, Neo.
Yeah.
I can name both Tricky Dream and Kook.
Yeah.
You know, Stargate.
But you picked a decent collaborative guys there.
This is the group. And they went out and came back immediately and said, check this out. And I must tell you, blew me away.
Does Akon give it the old convict music on there?
He did. I love him so much.
Good guy.
No, he's a great guy. And the thing about it is, what I love about the entire group was I had to go back the personalities. See, what people think is, oh my God, you sit there and you hammer out the song. No. You tell about 40 jokes.
Yeah.
And then you've done. You tell the stories. They want to know about Lionel Richie and the Commodores, and tell me about Lionel Richie in the 80s, and tell me about Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. They want to hear all these stories. And at the same time, I wanted to hear, okay, tell me your stories. And I heard every imaginable story from their side.
Yeah.
And so we became one group again. It's like joining the Commodores. And so I must give my props to these guys. They did a great job and loved to be with them.
Fantastic, man.
Great album, I'm telling you. I'm loving it.
From what you were describing there regarding the making of albums, it's kind of similar to your shows, because you do. You get on there, you tell your story, you get on there, you have a bit of interaction with the crowd. None of these new guys, though. They don't do that.
Well, they, for some weird reason, I don't know why, if you go to anybody's rehearsal, they have mirrors in front of them because they want to study what they look like.
Nah, man.
You follow me? And my answer is, I don't do it with mirrors because I go to the shows to see what the audience is doing.
That's right.
So if you see three Lionel Richies in the audience, and I know that's not scripted in the show.
You know for a fact in Manchester, I'm going to be Lionel Richie.
Do you understand? If you show up with this afro, you're on stage. I'm telling you this now. But I mean, there's the show right there.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not, if you're trained to only do what you rehearsed.
Yeah.
Then it's a great show, but you never saw the crowd.
Personal thing.
You never saw them. If a crowd knows that you're looking at them and you make a comment, it's over. That's they will perform like you've never seen before. And once I brought these three guys on stage, you would have thought that was the show.
Exactly.
You know, because the night Lionel, I was there the night you fell off the stage. They love those kind of things. You know. But I mean, That's something they know that was not rehearsed.
There's a quote from your last concert in Manchester that I use to this day, right?
I'm loving this.
And this happens whenever I got a lady in the car. It doesn't happen very often, that, by the way.
I do understand.
But you know what I'm saying? What are you saying?
No, I understand.
And I put the Lionel Richie CD on, right?
There you go.
Now, this is what you said, right? This is what you said at the concert. You said, guys, don't be jealous of me. That's right. That's because great. I'm just warming them up. You get to take them home. That's how it
That's
is.
That's the answer.
Lionel Richie warms it up. And bang, bang.
And let me give you the best advice ever.
Yeah.
No matter what you think about Lionel Richie, guys, I'm going to give you the words. When your whatever you want, when she leans over and says, isn't he wonderful? You say, oh my God, I love him. And I promise you guys, you will have the most exciting time of your life.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
That's how I roll.
There you go.
That's how I get over.
Just want to let you know. Everybody got quiet in the studio. Everybody, did you hear that, Michael? I'm sorry. There are people out there right now going, honey, I love Lionel.
That's
Richie.
Right.
That's all you have to say. And you have to say it quietly. Whisper to her.
That is absolutely fantastic, man. Commodores. Let's talk about Commodores.
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
You mentioned last year that there may be a possibility of maybe doing something again.
Well, there is a surprise on the horizon.
Okay.
Let me say it that way. I can't reveal too much because I want to be absolutely sure that the light is in their eyes. But I think that it's on.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Now, if you need,
Mike, did I do that? Okay, keep me up.
I like the way the guy in the room is there going.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah,
it was, don't speak anymore.
Cut. Okay.
If you need any help with that, all right. Now, I know all the tunes. I can do anything, man. I mean, I've got them all programmed into my Casio keyboard.
No
worries, bro.
Simon Kyle, he's brilliant at
being dignified and respectful
and taking people out of the equation.
Yeah, it's all right, man. It's okay.
I want to let you know, I'm sure that you and your Casio would be a phenomenon on the stage with us, but
it ain't happening, is it? Come on, Lionel, don't do this to me, bro.
It ain't never gonna happen, brother. It ain't never gonna happen. Just calm yourself down.
All right, I'll just get the Afro thing going on.
There you go. Yeah,
and
you,
I'll dress up. I'll
bring you on stage as a Lionel.
A Lionel light.
You can't be a Lionel lit. That's a girl. You can't be a Lionel lit. You got a Lionel light. Lionel light.
Brilliant. Listen, this honestly has been an absolute pleasure to meet you today.
Well, first of all, I'm gonna give you a compliment. First of all, the way we've been talking is actually we've been friends for a very long time.
Hey, we have.
I have to tell you, and this is the same way it was when we were in the studio with Akon. We had, and all the rest of the guys, I mean, we had this bond where we stopped for a minute halfway through the recording and said,
we need to make a record.
Haven't we made... No, the record company called and said,
Lionel, will you get singing, brother?
Are you finished yet, Mr. Richard? I go, no, guys, we're just starting. But I keep trying to tell them, halfway... What record companies don't understand, I'm trying to explain this. When they say, aren't you supposed to be in the studio recording? Why are you out at a restaurant? And I keep telling them, before you have a baby, you got to get pregnant.
That's right,
you understand me? And we're out at the restaurant getting pregnant. I didn't know why I said that. Why did I say that?
It works for me, Lionel.
Did it turn you on? That's all I want.
It works for me.
That's what I'm talking.
You could have said anything there, brother, and I'd have been feeling.
They give me the sign now, Mr. Richie. Come off the. Oh, I got it. Okay, I'm off. I'm off the radio now. Okay, very good.
Honestly, thank you so much for meeting us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
That's great. I want a copy of this.
Seriously?
Listen, you have to send this to me because this is too much fun.
No problem.
Too much fun.
I'll tell you what, and we'll see you in Manchester on March the 20th.
With your afro.
And I'll be in the all night long club.
And your Casio.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm just there in the crowd. just spotlight me.
Oh my God.
Who's this weird guy in the corner?
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be there. Manchester. God, I love it.
Lionel Richie, everybody. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Too good.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, man.
That was wicked.
That's awesome.
Love it. Thanks, Lionel.
Nah.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you.
Come on. That was.